Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Two Deadly Mob, welcome to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our keyboard warriors, check us out on Facebook as well, BBM 98.7 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we're broadcasting from, and to all our traditional and across the daily country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong. To Delhi, we're going to jump straight in and talk to the beautiful ladies from Charles Will and talk about what's happening there with that deadly organisation and the work that they're doing looking after our beautiful Piccaninnies, and we'd say precious cargo is what we're talking about. Ladies, very good morning. How are we all?
Very well, thank
good,
you.
Thank Trevor. You.
Very good. We'll start. We've got Patricia, Tegan and Elsa. We'll start with Elsa. Who are your mob? Were you from my sister?
From Caranda.
Caranda?
Yeah.
All right. So Japakai mob.
Yeah.
Connection up that way. Beautiful. Thank you. Tricia, who your mob? Where you from?
I'm just a born and bred local from Cairns.
Okay.
Trevor.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. And background?
Greek.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, we claim you, my sister.
Thank you
for coming to the program. And also we've got Tegan. Tegan, good morning, my sister. Who your mob? Where you from?
Torres Strait, Thursday Island.
Yes. Beautiful. Yeah. So big mob up that way, eh?
Yeah, very big.
Oh, fantastic. So talk about Charles Will and the beautiful work you're doing looking after kids. We'll start with you, Patricia. How long have you been with the company and what's your role there, please?
I've probably been with the company for about 4.5 years now, and my main focus is on marketing and helping families with decisions that they need to make with enrolling children into daycare, whether it be from newborns or right up until 12 years of age.
And so what ages do they start their Charles Will?
They can start from newborn. So
newborn, straight up.
And some
straight
families,
out of the womb, put the kimby on, hand it up to Patricia.
Well, some families don't have the opportunity, and they've got to go straight back to work, or they've got things that change in their lifestyle or what have you. So, yes.
Mm. And you cater for all young ones, and like you said, newborns right up to ages 4, you're saying?
Well, within the actual daycare program, they're there until they finish their kindy program, because we do a full comprehensive pre-kindy and kindy program. And they're actually cared for by a Bachelor of Education. So that helps with families that can't stick to regular hours or what have you. So their kindy program is incorporated within their play in the centres.
Yes.
We do have 9 centres in Cairns. But we do go up to 12 years of age, because we do also offer the before and after school care and vacation care programs.
So 9 centres sounds like a franchise, doesn't it?
No, definitely not. It's actually all privately owned, 100% privately owned by a local family that live in Cairns, that have 6 children themselves.
Yes.
And they've been in the industry for over 25 years.
Beautiful. Now, the family you're talking about, big shout out to Tanya and her beautiful family.
Yes.
And do a fantastic job. And look, I played football with her brother, won championships, so a very local family. Over you, Tegan. What's your role? What do you do there at Charles Will?
So I'm the accounts manager. I sort of help upon enrolment for all the new families that are coming in, help them get their MyGov and their Centrelink side of things sorted so that families aren't having to pay full cost out of pocket.
Yes.
And we support the families through whatever means that they require account related wise, and just get we have the resources accessible there for them, so we've got the laptops and things if they don't have access to those facilities to come in and process the enrolments for them.
So it's good to know that the message going out there to families, if we're trying to work out a budget, then you're the lady they talk to.
Yeah, definitely can help them with all of that.
This is important. Lovely. And over to you, Elsa, what's your role? What do you do there, Charles Will?
I am the director at Kindy Zone.
Okay.
I've been the director for about a month now.
Okay, good.
But I've been with the company for about 9 years.
So got promoted.
Yeah.
There you go. Going for Tanya's job.
Well deserved too, can we add that?
Congratulations, yes.
Thank you.
They always say, perform and do your job the best your ability. And then someone in the marketplace aren't looking after you, someone else will. But if it's good to see it happening within the workplace and being promoted and there's space for growth, isn't there?
Yeah,
you know? So what's your role? What do you actually do there then? Well, manage the
Kindy Zone,
is it?
Yeah, I manage Kindy Zone.
On Reservoir Road.
On Reservoir Road, yeah.
Okay, yeah, rodeo. Yep. So, and you're talking about the nine centres. What are they?
Well, the owners have nine centres within the Cairns area.
Okay.
And they only have them in Cairns. Purely because they are very hands-on.
Yep.
And they are very involved with the running of the centres and the support team that's required for each and every director, as Elsa would know.
Mm.
So every avenue is looked at it as at a personal point, not just as a number, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yes, there are Kindy Zone, which Elsa is our wonderful director of over at Reservoir Road.
Yep.
We also have Butterflies, mm-hmm. which is on Swallow Street in Manura.
Yep.
We then have...
That's one behind Kangaroos League Club?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly. Right. Yeah. Nice and handy to the little bubby areas.
Uh-huh.
Then we have... Child's World is actually four daycare centres in the one address, one location. And a lot of people think it's one great big huge centre, but it's actually four individually run centres in the one address.
Mm, yes.
We then have another Kindy Zone that's over on Trafalgar Road, Mount Sheridan.
Yep.
There's Junior World on Robert Road, just across the road from Fretwell Park there. So you can go and have a kick of the ball or something like that.
Yeah,
right next to the skateboard.
And
then Little World is on Hardy Road.
Okay.
So they're all the amazing centres that are involved with the Women's Family.
And so for new families, young families, or people who've just moved to Cairns and what have you.
All of the above.
They want to look at ways of looking at their kids being looked after at daycare.
Yes.
They can come in and have a visit and check it out.
We encourage that very much so, because it's a very personal thing when you're putting your child into daycare.
Well, like I said, precious cargo.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's how the educators are within the centres themselves, that, you know, every mm-hmm. baby or child is worth their own.
Yeah,
so,
beautiful.
But it's up to the parent to actually feel that bond themselves with the actual centre, the director, mm-hmm. the educators, how the centre's operating, all of the above.
And other things, as you go over and above the duty of call, we have swimming lessons, I believe.
Yes.
You have coach pickups.
Yes.
And I believe you have a chef, is that right?
Oh, all centres have a chef, their own private chef.
I'm coming
in
there
the
for
centre.
Lunch.
Yeah, absolutely. All the meals are supplied, cooked fresh. On the premises,
well, we
chef.
Can do the full Monty here. Pick up people from BBM in the bus.
Yes.
Go and have lunch.
Yes.
And go for a swim.
Yes.
Then have a nap.
Yes. And then have a
but
play.
But no one's changing my nappies.
No.
I got that.
We also have dance programs.
Yes.
Dance and shake a booty.
We also have a cultural program.
Yes. Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah. We also run a deadly kindy program.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we've got an ice sand box, which is a big box with sand in it, and it has a projector on the top. And the kids can play in the sand, and the projector shows like different animals in
what
the sand.
What they're doing, looking above, looking down.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Speaking of nappies, Trevor, they're all supplied too.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So it is a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Just get bub picked up and dropped off. That's all you need. Don't worry about the in-between parts, hey?
have a pizza, and we've got the change of nappies here for you too. Look, definitely. Fantastic. Sounds like the place to be. So to all our mob out there in the community, Cairns community.
Yes.
You got new bubbies, or you got to go back to work, or whatever case may be.
And this is a hectic time of the year too, because it is, you know, everyone thinks back to school is only for schools. It's actually the same time for daycare centres as well. You know,
exactly,
you've got children looking to book into daycare centres, so we've got people coming through every day trying to work out where they would like their children to attend for daycare for 2021 and so forth. We've got children moving up from one room age group to the next room age group.
Yeah.
So, you know, positions fill quite quickly, and, you know, we try to...
jumping fast.
Absolutely.
Jumping fast, but it's a good training foundation for education, for learning, so when they do go to primary school,
Yeah, absolutely. We get a lot of compliments from a lot of the local primary school preschool teachers who always say that they can tell when a child comes out of one of our centres.
There you go.
Yeah, which is, that's a big thing itself.
A big compliment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Okay, girls, thank you so very much. Great talking to you all.
Yeah.
And quickly before we go, we're in blue shirts, but you're all maroon.
Oh,
aren't
yeah,
you?
Definitely a maroon. Yes. Yeah,
go Queensland.
Yes. Absolutely.
The worst team ever?
Yeah.
took out the series.
Yeah, terrible to be that bad, wouldn't it?
Girls, thank you very much. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon, eh?
Thank you.
A beautiful yarn there with the girls from Charles Wool, and that's Patricia, Tegan and Elsa, and yarn about the beautiful work that they provide. They're looking after their precious cargo here in Cairns, far north Queensland, and that's their beautiful pickaninny. So beautiful to see, and a big shout out to Tanya and her family, and Tanya's the owner there and does a fantastic job. And look, yeah, local family by all means. Yeah, went to school here in Cairns, played football here, and look, so representing for the locals. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Check out our Facebook page as well. You can see the girls in action in our yarn here on National Talk Black. And also you can have connection there to their Facebook page as well, Charles Will. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly. Baka. Black sister, where you going? How you doing? Where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By all means, stay on your own, you gotta do your thing. But please don't sell your soul for a couple of jeeps. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin kin. Raise strong black kids, forever's drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Stand strong like the matriarchy. And hit her, aim higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me. Your two deadly sister, go and hang your head in the noose. I know you're sick and tired of dealing with the drugs and abuse. You're too strong, my sister, you know the deep of her roots. Black woman in a white man's world. It's tough, being sexualized is all we've left. That's enough, you're worth more than getting treated like dirt. Show love and give your sisters what they truly deserve. Respect, we're sick and tired of getting treated as less. Saying bad sex sells, but I got no products for pets. The way you treat your woman has you looking real oppressed. She got her law, you got yours, it's time to have it addressed. If she stands with you, then stand with her. Cause handing down this feeling is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do with your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity, that's hidden question. So they grow up tough. Aim higher even though you grew up in hard knocks. And show your babies what it feels like when you truly are loved. And let me tell you something, you ain't defined by your past. They tried to judge me for it, look who gets to have a last laugh. Cause I go hard, throwing stones surrounded by glass. When could you know where? I ain't even ashamed of my scars. I'm a proud black sister, so don't ever get it twisted. They was aiming at my downfall, but they missed and turned to misfits. I'm really quite exquisite and my sisters keep it busy. We rocking out our culture with our elders as our witness. Let me break it down so you get it stuck in your head. A black woman raised you, so don't you ever forget. And I ain't bagging out my brothers are warriors. But if you can't respect your titters, don't expect us to honor ya.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Too deadly. That number again, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Yarn with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. I want to acknowledge my mob there, my father's side, One Year Gunga Leader, up there at Burketown, Dumaji, Mornington Island way, and also Darnley Island. Represent Erib, all my family up that way, through my beautiful mother with me in spirit. Going to catch up a yarn now with beautiful sister. We got Sister Kay Zaro, Nee Savage, and she's the regional coordinator for Indigenous Basketball Australia, and come to join me in the studio. Very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good morning, Trev.
Yeah, just checking now. Let's do that microphone there. Where you go. Try again, sister. This one here. Try that one. You there?
Yeah.
I got you. Yes, my sister. Thank you for coming to the program. Sister, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
So my name's Kay Zaro. I'm descendant of Darnley and Moir Island in the Torres Strait. Also from Thursday Island and Vanuatu.
Yes, connection, beautiful. Yeah. So island girl, proper. My sister, thank you for coming. So regional coordinator of Indigenous Basketball Australia. Let's talk about IBA, Indigenous Basketball Australia. There's another acronym at the IBA as well, isn't there? Indigenous Basketball Australia. Tell us about how it all started. And also, I believe, at the table, Paddy Mills, TSI man who plays in the NBA and a very successful brother there. And he's part of the board of IBA. And, of course, he's funded this fantastic organisation. So tell us about it, please, sister.
Yeah, so Indigenous Basketball Australia was formed this year as a platform for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids to jump on board, be a part of basketball, develop their skills and give them that opportunity to jump on whatever platform they want to, whether they want to represent at, you know, the WNBL level, the national level here in Australia, play state league or maybe further to the NBA.
Sure, or WNBA, exactly, because girls can do anything.
WNBA.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So tell us about how this all came about and how did you get involved, and tell us about Paddy Mills' input to the organisation.
Yeah, so I think it's just a vision that Pat had. I think looking back at the Olympics and that, you know, the people that have gone before him, like Danny Morsu, and now himself, you know, it's there's a big gap there. So, you know, for him and getting into basketball, being on the platform that he's on now, he's able to look back and go, well, we need more of our kids in here, you know. So it's one of his ventures. He's got many ventures out there that he's doing.
He would be. I mean, as a basketball player, professional basketball player, and when you're talking NBA, you were talking success in all facets, especially in the financial side of things. So you can venture off for life after basketball into businesses. And but you can tell that his roots are strong in regard to not forgetting his mob back in Australia, especially Torres Strait Island mob, but using basketball as the tool, which was the vehicle he used,
Yeah, that's right. So IBA was set up by Pat, his mum and dad, and a few others on the board, also including Patrick Hunt, who was ex-Australian Institute of Sport coach, and he was there actually when Pat was there at the AIS himself with Nate Jowai as well.
With Nate Jowai as well, yes, another deadly NBA, former NBA player. And so the foundations, like, is setting up a platform for young ones to hone their skills and also open up their career paths.
That's right.
And not only basketball, but to a stepping stone to whatever they want to be and do in life. Yeah,
that's right. So this program we're running, it's called at the moment ICBL, so Indigenous Community Basketball League. I'm set up as a regional coordinator here in Cairns to field two teams from Mareeba, two from Innisfail, two from Cairns and two from Yarrabah.
Yep.
And we're going to host a small basketball league tournament here in Cairns in first 8 weeks of term next year.
Okay, we're talking girls and boys and what ages?
Yeah, girls and boys team. So a boy and a girls team from each one of those areas.
Yep.
In that age group of 13 to 14.
13 to 14. Okay, rightio. And what happens thereafter? Is just the one tournament here in this area?
Yeah, so they'll play for 8 weeks. So every Sunday from 2 till 4 down at Cairns Basketball Association. And they'll play in a mini tournament every Sunday. And then from there we'll pick two teams to go to the national titles in the Gold Coast.
Okay, in Gold Coast. So are there other tournaments happening around the country at the same time that's happening here in Cairns?
Yeah, so in Queensland, I'm the regional coordinator here in Cairns.
Yep.
Michael Loban is the regional coordinator in TI. So he's picking four teams or eight teams up there. So
and they'd be playing a tournament up in Torres Strait?
They'll be playing in Torres Strait, yep. Okay, and then Michael Cedar's picking his teams in Brisbane. They'll be playing their tournament in Brisbane.
And he's a former NBL player with the Crocs.
Yeah, I think so,
And he plays in the State League with Mackay. Meteors.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, beautiful.
They'll be doing theirs. So in Queensland, we'll have two teams from each one of those areas picked to go to the Nationals.
Good.
So what I'm doing, they're duplicating in TI and in Brisbane, but not only here in Queensland, Trev, it's in every state of Australia.
Yeah.
We have regional coordinators set up for their states so that they'll bring their teams to the Nationals at the Gold Coast, and that's probably going to be in July
in 2021. July next year, 2021, okay. And that would be from all those teams who are playing in those tournaments, representation, they'd be represented. So picking a representative side to go and play in the national competition.
In the national competition,
in Gold Coast. Okay, fantastic. Pat would be at the table?
Pat may be here. I suppose it depends on how much time he gets away from the NBA league over there. It just depends. I don't know. We're hoping he'll come and show up at a few of the locations here in Australia.
Exactly.
Not too sure at the moment, though.
Yeah. And look, it's good to have the backing of Paddy Mills in regard to his stature as a basketball player, but also money's a tool, and he's got the money in that regard, you know. Yeah. $50 million man he is, you know, but set up this foundation. Yeah. Which is great for our young ones.
And not only that, Trev, he's got other sponsors too. Like his major sponsor, I think, is Under Armour. So Under Armour has come on board as well with this tournament to sponsor the uniforms for the kids.
Good.
So we're having, we have at the moment got Indigenous uniforms printed up, getting ready to go for every location in Australia.
Well, exactly. And look, sports is a good vehicle, tool for education of life, isn't it? You know, when you're looking about winning and losing or working together as a team, and you need that education for a young one to build their foundation for their life, whether it be basketball, work, marriage, whatever, you know?
Yeah, that's right. So with this setup of IBA, it's not just about basketball. It's that holistic approach about giving kids information on their health, on their education, on their well-being, their safety. Mm. So with this tournament, when the kids arrive and play in Cairns here, for instance, they'll have 15, 20-minute sit-down. We'll have the eight teams together and they will have one session on health. The next week they come, they'll have a session on culture. Next week they'll come, they'll have a session on something else. So everything around their the holistic approach of their lives,
Look, that's beautiful to see. Fantastic. A bit of background with yourself, my sister. You did play a bit of basketball and you did represent the state, Queensland. So tell us about your former days in playing basketball, sis.
I played normal club at Cairns Basketball. Then myself and Jenny Evans, actually, Jenny Reisner.
Big shout out, Jenny. Yep.
Yeah, got selected to play with Kiwis Basketball club team, and that was with Patsy and George Gelardi at the time.
Patsy and George,
very successful, and we were very skilled in that. We were only like 14, 15, and yet we were playing with A-grade women.
Yeah.
So that's how, I suppose, gifted we were, how blessed we were to play. From there, Jenny went on to the AIS. I went down, had a stint there, but wasn't good enough to get in.
Sure.
But I did come back to Cairns and play one season with Cairns Dolphins.
Yeah.
And from there, we made the finals down in Brisbane. And I think we ended up coming fourth overall, but it was such a great achievement for all of us, and that was with, you know, Sister Cilla West there. And,
good. Beautiful, yes.
Yeah, a few others.
Cilla West, Cousin Cill. And also with, you also had a stint with hockey as well, sis.
Yeah, so I played Queensland Schoolgirls hockey 3 years in when I was at Trinity Bay during my schooling years, and won an award too for one of the best 13 in Australia.
Yeah, beautiful.
At Schoolgirls.
Savage.
Yeah, straight savage.
Too dirty. Look, a beautiful yarn. Thank you very much, my sister. And we will be talking more about this tournament and about the foundation. And you've approached us as BBM, Bummy Bipper, to come on board as media and doing interviews and outdoor broadcasts in regard to the event. And hopefully we get Patty and Ian have a yarn as well.
Yeah, hopefully for your shows. But I will say, Trev, just in closing, we do have training clinics now if anyone wants to trial any 13 or 14-year-old boys boys and girls, come down to our trials at Edmonton PCYC every Sunday from 2 till 4. And also this week the WNBL kicks off around Cairns, Mackay and Townsville. So when they come to Cairns, they'll be here in Cairns this weekend.
Yes.
So we've actually got some of the Canberra Capitals girls coming out to do the clinic with us this Sunday. So it'll be really
Sunday,
good.
2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
2 to
no
4.
No cost there.
No cost at
no
all.
Cost.
No.
PCYC Edmonton.
Yeah, come and register. And, yeah, it'd be good to get some more kids on board.
And let's throw it down. Too deadly, my sister. Okay, darling, we'll be in touch. Thank you very much. And keep doing what you're doing. I think it's fantastic. And we'll yarn soon, Kay.
Yep, yarn soon. Thanks, Trev.
All right. A beautiful yarn there with Sister Kay Zaro, Nee Savage, and look, she's the regional coordinator for the IBA, that's Indigenous Basketball Australia, and look, founded by the deadly brother himself, Paddy Mills, plays with the Antonio Spurs NBA, and yeah, $50 million man, businessman, but using basketball as a tool is just one of his ventures, but he shows how deep his roots are in regarding his love for basketball and his love for his young, up-and-coming black deadly basketball players, our little sister. Sisters and brothers, too deadly. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416 with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nicarie, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give them Murray a call, let's have a yarn. Too deadly.
This magic potion's got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, but look in your eyes, find it hard to believe it just came to life. It's got me mesmerized, hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, it will never die. Well, this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, listen to that sound, sound, sound. Rolling down the back street, police trying to trace me the same way they did the DJ Hickey. Pull me over, hit me up for identity, questioning me about my credibility. Hit the eye, too many the blue suits with the pen and the patent, the badge. Looking down on me, I give it back. I taste of the medicine to make him think that this boy's hot. I'm shaking the spot, I ain't leaving the spot. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not. Ooh, yeah, hey. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, and listen to that sound, sound, sound. Hold up, we're sick and wild and having it to mission. This magic potion got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, but look in your eyes, find it hard to believe as this came to life. It got me mesmerized, it got me hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, it'll never die. Well, this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior,
forest warrior. And listen to that sound, sound, sound.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, to Daily Troy Cassidale, TCD, and drive it like you stole it here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call if you want to have your say. If you're on the shy side, don't act. You're not shy. You can text us, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, your keyboard warriors, BBM 987 FM, and is a voice for our people. So do utilize it. Big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the country, Daily Black Network, and jamming all the beautiful beats out there, and yarning to her mom out there, educating them about life and talking about COVID-19, and talking about politics and talking about Queensland state of origin, all the above, all the deadly yarns. But we're going to catch up a yarn now to Dee Luna and talk about this deadly band and local band here in Cairns, and starting with Dee, who's the lady behind the deadly band. Dee, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Thank you very much. And Dee, where do you stem from?
I was born here in Cairns.
Local girl.
Yes, yes. Born and bred.
Okay, fantastic. And tell us about your band or your gig that you had going here with Dee Luna.
Well, I'm very inspired by 90s alternative rock music, so I decided when I picked up guitar to start learning that that's kind of the style that I wanted to play and sing. And I met Joel probably in January.
Bring Joel in conversation. Joel. He looks like a big bodyguard.
My drummer, my fantastic drummer.
Good morning, Trev. Thanks for having us here. Yeah, much brother. Appreciated.
Good, brother. Good, good. And where do you stem from, Joel?
I'm a local boy, born and bred in Cairns.
Okay. There you go.
So, yeah, I met Dee about 9 months ago or so, and, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, hasn't it?
Yeah, Dee? That has definitely been fun.
So you only just kicked off as a band, Dee
Luna?
Yeah,
I did. Last year I released some singles that I recorded by myself just in my home studio, self-produced, and I've put them out there, I guess. I just wanted to give it a red hot go, you know?
Yeah.
And I knew somewhere along the line I'd find other musicians to help me. And this year I really put my mind to it, and I put the call out on like Facebook in the Cairns Muso pages. And Joel responded.
Yep.
And turned up one day at my house, put together
with a set of drums?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Oh, it was a good day, that one.
Yes. The pressure was on. We're trying to assemble his drums. We didn't know each other, so it was a little bit awkward, but it didn't take long for us to get into the rhythm of it.
Too deadly. And to your left there, you've got Mark. Bring Mark into the conversation. Hello, Mark.
How are you?
Yeah, good, brother.
Brilliant bass player.
Bass player. So where do you stem from, Mark?
Safe to say I'm from Sydney today, I suppose.
Okay, so you're not a local?
Oh, I originally come from Sydney.
Okay, rightio.
I went to Southeast
Queensland. So you're a blues man.
So gradually made my way.
Blues as in not blues music.
Well, so
blues cockroach.
It's state of origin, isn't
it? Yeah, thank you.
Where you originally come from, isn't it?
So yeah, thank you. Yeah. And we won last night. I just want you to know, Queensland, we won last night.
I heard this.
Okay, you didn't want to watch it. Want to change the subject.
You know, I'd say there's some unfinished business there.
Is that right?
But what I like to see is that state of origin is more level now, you know? So I think it's a level playing field again.
Exactly, exactly.
Next year will be interesting.
Very fantastic. Diplomatic there, Mark.
He said
I've been
that
watching
nicely.
Many years. He doesn't want to be dropped from the band. For 8 years while I was playing for Queensland every year.
He doesn't want to be dropped from the band. So Dee Luna, where's the Dee Luna name come from, Dee?
Well, Dee is my first name.
Yep.
actually Deanne. So all my life, my nickname has been Dee. That's what my friends call me.
Yeah.
And Luna, I've got a lot of respect for the moon and the cycles of the planet. So I suppose I just wanted to be in tune with that. It's like a feminine statement, I suppose.
Represent girls.
Yes.
And girls can do anything.
That's exactly right.
I'm a strong advocate for our beautiful women out there, yes.
Just got to give it a go. I mean, you know, especially in the music industry, it's a very male-driven industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, we just got to plough our path.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Be heard.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. So what sort of songs do you play? Talk about that.
Well, it's definitely rock music. It's quirky alternative rock. And I write from my experiences and my soul, I suppose, you know. I'm a bit of a storyteller.
Yes, okay. So have you had any gigs since you started, Dee Luna?
We did do a gig when we first sort of got together up in Atherton, but then COVID hit and everything kind of shut down. So
bloody COVID.
I know. We didn't get to jam there for a while, so we were kind of just sitting around twiddling our thumbs waiting.
Yeah.
But now that things are kind of like restrictions are easing again,
sure, exactly.
More festivals starting, so I have a lot of hope for next year.
Good.
Hopefully 2021. Okay.
And any up-and-coming events at this point in time?
Well, mid-March, there's going to be a gig for a song we just finished recording in the studio at Pandemonium Studio for the Northern Exposure compilation album that's coming out mid-March. So we'll be doing a launch party gig for that. I don't have a date for that at this point, but I will send you an email when I do.
Fantastic. That's a really big show with lots
of
bands.
Yeah, that's going to have about 17 bands. So.
Is that right?
All local bands.
All local bands.
Stand back, wait your turn, please.
It'll be packed, inundated.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's going to be an awesome night. I can't wait.
If the music is the essence of life, then play on, and that's what you guys are exactly doing. Mark, with yourself, how did you come into the fray of things? Did you see an ad on Facebook and you were down at Sydney?
Oh, just Facebook, yeah.
And you thought, hey, I'm coming up.
Pathways are sort of crossed that way.
Yeah, meant to be.
Yeah. Well, these things can happen,
yeah. Exactly. All right, fantastic. And were you with any other band before coming to Cairns, joining Dee Luna?
Oh, look, I've done lots of different things over the years.
Yep.
Sort of bit of a break for a while, I suppose, from anything serious. I mean, probably at least 5 years.
Yep.
Really serious about 20 years. So, yeah.
Okay,
so
brother.
Sort of something I'm just getting back into again.
And Joel, who were you with before Dee Luna?
I was in a cover band, After Hours we were called, so we used to do a lot of cover songs.
Yes.
So this is my first original band, actually. And
okay.
It's completely different, and it's opened my eyes a bit.
Yep.
I guess you got to think a bit more what you want to do with the music. You're not listening to someone else's music. You got to come up with your own style.
Beats, own stuff. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Creative.
It's a good feeling.
Good.
Love it.
Well, you sort of own it, don't you?
That's it.
If it's new, it's you. And it's yours.
Yeah, that's right. And I count on these guys to come up with their creative parts because it becomes something else. I have an idea for a song, but as soon as I involve these guys, it sort of morphs and changes as we jam on it and they bring in their influences and it becomes something team more
effort.
Amazing.
Team effort, you know.
And if you stuff something come. Up, you can say, well, that's the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah, that's Joel's song. That's Joel's song.
I'll put my hand up.
Yeah, so that's the compliments department over here to my right and the complaints department over here, Joel.
I've got big shoulders, don't worry about that.
You big boy, brother, I ain't going to mess with you. Here's a keys for my car, keys for my wallet.
I'll take it.
He's the bouncer for the band as well.
That's right.
The drummer.
Is that the Porsche out the front?
So listen, we've got the song Demons we're about to play to finish off our little conversation here. So tell us about Demons there, please, Dee.
Well, it's about slaying your inner demons. So it could be drug addiction or some sort of mental health issue or an abuser from your childhood. So when I've written this song, it's in a story format. So when I'm talking about the big bad wolf, I'm talking about a bully or an abuser for a child. Mm. And then as a teenager, when I'm talking about the dragon, I'm talking about drug addiction.
Yep.
So it's just about slaying those inner demons and in the end coming out on top, but knowing deep inside you still carry them.
Yes.
And it's a daily battle to keep them at bay.
Yes.
They're always shaking those chains.
Well, exactly. You know, we've all got a past, but it doesn't mean we have to live there, you know?
That's exactly right.
I heard
right.
a beautiful phrase that a jet or airplane don't have revision mirrors.
That's right.
So focus on our future, where we need to go and what we need to do, but learn by our past, you know, and build that strong foundation for the future, eh?
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah. Sounds deep, my dear, so thank you very much. Good yarning with Dee Luna. And her bodyguards, Mark and Joel, thank you very much for coming to the
thank
program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Travis. Yeah, much appreciated.
Please do keep in touch, and I think it's fantastic, and let music be the tool out there in bringing people together, good bridge builder. Yeah.
Definitely.
So we're going to go to Demons, your mob. Hope you enjoy. Local talent here in Cairns, far north Queensland. And a big shout out to the team here for Dee Luna. And thank you for coming in, guys. We'll yarn soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Trev. Much appreciated.
All right. To Delhi mob out there, take a listen of this Delhi track here, Demons, and fighting your demon inside. And look, there is a giant within. Bring it to the surface. That's what I'm picking up with Demons. Take a listen, your mob, to Delhi.
The color of our flag, red, black, and yellow.
Yeah, Tudele, love them colours, red, black and yellow. That's the black rock band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully on Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. Got a call online. We've got Michael on the line. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, they're very damn, bro.
Hey, my brother, how are you? Michael, Angela Newey, my brother, how are you travelling, brother?
Good,
brother, good. City. Were you in Cairns or the Big Island or were you in the Torres Straits? Where are you, Michael?
Cairns Island.
Cairns Island, all right, brother, Cairns Island. What you want to yarn about, brother?
Yeah, they're just about the stolen wages stuff.
Yes.
You know how their uncles, they won that $190 million.
Dollars,
high
yep.
Court, they went to the High Court. But where does it say that that money have to be spent for every Murray in the country, you know?
Mm. You feel as though it was distributed wrong, you feel?
Yeah, that's wrong because what they're offering now to pay for our... You know, kicked out.
Mm.
I mean, like, if you go, like, say, for instance, if you go to court,
yep,
you're the plaintiff, that, and you want the money, that's yours.
And well, exactly.
You're
going to
brush all of us with that same. I mean, there's something gone wrong there with the government. Lawyers and the government must have made a deal that with the state government to say, we're going to cap it, and we're not going to.
Yeah, you're going to cap it.
Yeah, we're not going to give 190 million to every family. They might, you know, they might get rich. They'll get out of poverty.
Mm.
You know, like, that's what they did. So it's like we're all trying to cash in on that 190 million. Bottom and English, I think, already they say they took 14 million out of it. And then we all got to try and butcher that one, you know.
There's legal costs, of course, when you look at the people who had the money stolen, and you know, for their family, it ended up not a lot of money, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, they what an insult, because we built this country by slavery. You know, worked for 200 years as slaves. When you look at Brisbane was built by the pearling industry, the sugar industry, and all the other industries, you know, on our country.
Mm.
And now they can't pay the money back. So they trick us and say, oh, you know, better not give each Murray, you know, family $190 million.
Mm.
They'll get too rich. They might buy their own jet.
Sure, yeah.
They don't want that. You know, Murrays might want to buy their own 10 houses.
Mm.
You know, or a motel or something, or start their own business. You know, they weren't like that. They hate that.
Yeah, so I think that the government had to pull out some sort of figure, but the figure that they pulled out to what is owed doesn't scratch on the surface, does it?
There's nothing, because, like I said, the High Court made a decision to that payout supposed to be for the Uncle Han Pearson.
Yep.
And the other uncles. They made that claim at the High Court. Sitting at the federal government there.
Mm.
They must made some kind of deal and say, oh, just pay them all out, you know? And just do it before Christmas, so they'll be desperate.
A lot of fingers in the pie, so to speak.
Yeah, they'll be desperate for the money, so pay them before Christmas.
Mm.
So, you know, it's less than a doll anyway for my mum and dad.
Mm.
To me, that's an insult.
Yeah.
And they keep talking about closing the gap, but yet they can give $1.9 billion to Indonesia to deal with their COVID situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, $1.9 billion.
But should be looking after their own, which is the First Nation people of this country.
Yeah, they can print money to go to war, and you know, to print billions of dollars for submarines and everything else.
Yep.
But they can't pay.
They can't pay their dues here, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they can't pay the money they owe us.
Yeah. Yeah. All that. Taken.
Yeah. So we might as well take all the mines back, you know?
Mm. And I don't exactly know how much was distributed and what was the end payout to each individual family. There was application process, so to speak, and there was a time they've extended that time as well. I don't know what the end outcome was.
So we all went through that. We did all fill out the papers and that. As I said, the payment for my old man and old lady was less than a dollar.
Yeah, gotcha, brother. And that's what you're being about. Yep, that's what you're angry about.
Yeah, it's like that. You know, they're printing money whenever they feel like they're white wallets. And then they say, make it so special that, you know, we'll live forever to spend it.
Mm. Yep.
But yet they're making money from us, our country, our resources, natural resources and mineral resources and everything else. But we're not allowed to have that kind of money in our account.
Well, the phrase I heard is black business, black money is a fantastic industry for non-Indigenous people.
Well, they get... funeral fund right across the country, people have been paying up.
Yep.
But when you come find out, it's a white man's business.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Well, point taken, Michael. Thank you for sharing, my brother.
All right. I was
so. Oh, yeah, well, thank you very much. Michael Angelo Newey there, calling from Cairns Island. He's a Torres Strait Island man, but in regard to the payout stolen wages, and feels that the money was distributed and wasn't fair to how much money was paid out at the end of $190 million of figures that come to mind. But have your say, but you may have to do that tomorrow, you mob, because Murray going to sign off here on National Talk Black. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. We have the news here coming up soon via the National Digital Radio Service, so stay tuned for that. But otherwise, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and more importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic, you mob, so abide by it. Abide by the rules, what we need to do. Too deadly.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. Yes,
that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're
one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yes, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. From a warrior, that's what we are. Generation from a warrior, yeah, that's what we are.